Mediators are calling on Israel and Hamas to resume Gaza ceasefire talks. AP correspondent Donner Water.
The leaders of the United States, Egypt, and Qatar have jointly issued a statement today demanding that Israel and Hamas return to stalled talks next week on the war in Gaza. The statement says only the details of carrying out a ceasefire and hostage release remain to be negotiated and that there is no further time to waste nor excuses from any party for further delay. On Thursday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said that on August 15th, Israel would send the negotiations team to a still to be determined in order to finalize the details and implementation of a framework agreement. Critics of Netanyahu have accused him of slow-rolling the talks. Donna Water, Washington.
An Israeli airstrike on a car on the southern edges of the Lebanese port city of Sidon killed Samer Al-Haj, a senior Hamas security official who works in the nearby refugee camp for Palestinians, on Friday evening, a Hamas source and two other security sources told Reuters. Ukrainian forces have staged a major incursion this week, Zachary Goleman from Reuters reports.
Ukrainian forces burst across the border on Tuesday in a shock counteroffensive after months of gradual Russian advances in eastern Ukraine. The operation, while limited in scope, has managed to bring the war to a number of Russian towns and cities. In response to the incursion, Russia on Friday declared a state of emergency in the Kursk region. Russia's military chief of staff, Valery Gerasimov, reported to President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday that Russian troops had halted the advance and would push the Ukrainians back to the border. But official statements, accounts from military bloggers, and videos posted on social media indicated Russia was still struggling to achieve that goal nearly 48 hours later. Ukrainian officials have not commented directly on the operation, but asserted the right to defend themselves by striking Russia wherever it posed a threat.
This is VOA News. A third teenager has been arrested in connection with a foiled attack on the now-canceled Taylor Swift concerts in Vienna.